Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is DJ Io, and right now you're tuned to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington with Over the Moon with DJ Io. So, today I have a lot of great music for you. I have a lot of fun life updates and some stories, and of course, the folklore segment. So, let's get right into it with Pretty Girls Make Graves, which 2011 remastered by The Smiths. Now, this is a song I've only recently gotten into, and like, I think my music taste is slowly turning into my dad's because of it. So, but let's take a listen. So,
up on the sand, up on the bay, there is a quick and easy way, you say, before you illustrate, I'd rather stay.
At night in the PJs, they were sitting on the bedroom floor. Just kids a few years apart, but if you've heard them, you would think they're older. They were talking about things no other kid at school would know. Trying not to laugh too loud, 'cause if they did, they knew they'd have a reason to cry.
Circle, a line with a bend, never ending. It's
just wanna forget.
I wanna forget everything.
You just heard Running With Scissors by Cavetown. Before that, you had Nostalgia by John, The Hand by Annabelle Denda, and to start, Pretty Girls Make Graves by The Smiths, which is my new favorite song, low-key. So, we have a lot of great more music to get into, but before that, we have a quick PSA. Dogs chase the mail delivery people. Cats are just downright shady. Turtles are antisocial, but hamsters are different. Hamsters, in all of their fuzzy silence, are the ideal pets. If you want company, but not needy company, maybe you should think of welcoming a hamster into your world. Hamsters don't cost much to buy or to feed, making them quite affordable potential addition to your family. They don't take up a lot of room or require you to bring new levels of eyesores and fire hazards into your home. Hamsters are happy dwelling in small spaces, and you won't have to decorate your pad with elaborate cat tree contraptions. They are cute and small and perfect. Hamsters have manners and don't make big messes. They groom themselves so that you don't have to risk your life trying to trim their nails or condition their fur. Intrigued? We thought you might be. This message is brought to you by your pet-adoring, minimal responsibility, loving hamster-wanting DJs at 90.1 WRV FM Burlington. I don't know who wrote this, but, like, hamsters do need space. Do not put a hamster in a tiny cage. Like, I know they're small animals, but, like, no, please don't do that. I do love hamsters, though. I wholeheartedly agree that hamsters are cute and small and perfect. That's just great. I don't think whoever wrote this has ever had a hamster in their life. They are loud. Like, they make little weak noises. Like, I don't know what you call it, like, it's fascinating. They're so cute, though. Like, I love hamsters. Like, I'd get one, but please do your research about hamsters. Do not impulse buy a hamster because of this. WRV does not support impulse hamster buying. So, that'll sound done. Sleeping Giants by the Crane Wives. Please don't impulse buy a hamster, please.
I feel the mountains Don't try to look so wise. Don't cry, 'cause
And you just heard Wind by Akiboshi. And before that, we had The Bog Bodies by Rabbitology. This is the officially produced version. This is not the dorm demo. You probably know some differences. And before that, to start the set, we had Sleeping Giants with the Crane Wives. Your time is 8:28, and it is time for your news. Now, as a lot of you guys probably know, yesterday was Free Cone Day down at Ben & Jerry's on Church Street. But a couple blocks away, there was Free V Cone Day. What's the difference? Well, Free Cone Day was, it's a tradition that began with the original Ben & Jerry's and kind of just been continued on even since Unilever and Magnum, which is Unilever's, like, overarching ice cream brand thing. Like, so when I'm referring to Magnum, just know that Unilever is, like, kind of also in charge of that. So basically, Magnum's been continuing that tradition, and obviously it's super popular. Everybody wants free Ben & Jerry's. I actually went and got some free Ben & Jerry's, too. But I also went to Free V Cone Day, which is being put on by Ben Cohen, who is V Ben of Ben & Jerry's, and Free Ben & Jerry's, which is this organization that's, like, dedicated to trying to, like, get Magnum to let Ben & Jerry's become independent again, because they believe that, like, Unilever and Magnum have, like, violated their contract, which, like, the initial contract seems to have had, like, a clause that allows Ben & Jerry's to speak out on social issues, like, at their discretion. So Ben & Jerry's board is supposedly allowed to speak out about social issues at their discretion. However, it kind of seems like Magnum is kind of, like, and overriding stuff like that. So that's kind of, like, what Free the Cone was raising awareness for. And honestly, it was actually really fun, like, I met and interviewed a bunch of people. Like, I met and interviewed Ben Cohen, which was insane. They had a mascot fight, which was super fun to watch. Like, so they had, like, these two mascots. It was a Magnum ice cream bar that was, like, super angry and evil. And then also a pint of Ben & Jerry's Cherry Garcia, which was super fun to see. So that's your more lighthearted news today. Like, in terms of other stuff going on, Vinylthon is this Saturday and Sunday. Now, the goal is 24 hours of vinyl straight. I actually just bought a new vinyl, so that way I can play it for you guys, because WRV has no Kiss album somehow, so, like, I had to pick up a Kiss album. Like, they're literally the best band. Feel free to fight me about that. Like, in terms of other news, according to 7day, feds are demanding housing agencies check resident citizenship status. And leaders at local housing agencies say that they found no evidence that ineligible people are improperly receiving benefits. So that's fun. There's a live eagle cam, and it's streaming bald eagles nesting in Queechee. And it seems like there might be some crackdown on wakeboating rules, which already seem to be very restrictive. So if you're wakeboating, make sure you stay up to date. Like, it's pretty important. And yeah, that's most of the interesting news. But we also have this really interesting piece from The Cynic about the SGA election. So congratulations to Kennedy Connors and Ruby Espero, who were elected SGA president and vice president for the 2026-2027 academic year. And we have more. So yeah, these results are coming from a month of polling. So that closed April 3rd. So if you wanted to vote, I'm sorry. I think you're only 12 days late, you know? Maybe you could still make your voice heard. So President Connors had run unopposed for re-election. So that's great for them. It seems like they have a focus on UVM's infrastructure. if you know me in person, you know my opinions on SGA, but like I really hope that this new SGA administration does right by the students. So just remember who elected you. So that all being said, let's move on to your weather today, which I didn't realize it was going to rain yesterday. I had to like stop back by my dorm and I was wearing my good jacket, not my functional jacket, which is always fun. So I did get a little soaked, but like, on the bright side, my hair looked amazing. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I wish my hair looked half as good as on a regular day as it does after I get poured rain on. So today it feels like 44 degrees. You'll be seeing a high of 57 and a low of 42. Rainy conditions are expected around 2 p.m. and wind gusts are expected to be up to about 3 miles per hour, which better than yesterday, I'll say. So 2 to 3, we have about a 55-50% chance of rain. But in the coming days, we are getting rain, and more rain. So make sure that you bring your umbrellas. Make sure that you're all set. Like, I think I'll have my umbrella in my dorm again. So I'm doing great, if you can't tell. Like, I'm so locked in. No. I need to start checking the weather before I go places. And we can also expect more fog tomorrow morning. So if you like fog, if you like Silent Hill, then this is a great week for you. But for those of you who aren't super big into very creepy fog, WRV has something else for you. Fun music. So let's get into Pray the Devil Back to Hell by Monrovia.
Monrovia's dissolved into chaos amidst the worst street fighting in 7 years of civil war. West African peacekeeping troops have lost control, and aid agencies, including the Red Cross and United Nations, have joined the exodus.
Heroin eyes, I can't see you behind my disguise. The gun strap and boots that don't fit right. The kids left to fight the war again. What kind of amends? I buried my mom, I buried my dad, I buried a friend. Hard to believe in a new when your heart is hard as a man. Peace talks, but the peace talks are stalling again.
Clock on the wall, steady hum coming from the hall. It's the cadence, the rhythm of the morning. Waking up, got places to be. Sit for a moment, enjoying my coffee. Rising, getting ready. Us what we need to see. Time slows. for no man, woman, child of me. When I go, I'm not someone you need to see. Feel me, find me in the morning. Rising early in the a.m. makes no difference. I'll find morning. Time shows us what we need to see. Time slows for no man, woman, child of me. When I go,
I'm never afraid, the thing that got me so damn high. I'll close the door, no dead space.
And you just heard it, Fia Kane by Emerson Wolfe and The Wishbones, Of the Morning by Emma Cook, and to start we had Pray the Devil Back to Hell by Monrovia. Now, for today's folklore segment, we have one of my personal favorites, the Not Deer. Not to be confused with the Deer Woman or the Wendigo or any of the other 2000 deer-themed cryptids, but Not Deer are super interesting. Like, they're one of those Appalachian cryptids that are just so weird, but probably have a very mundane explanation. So basically, what a not deer is it is a deer that looks odd. Oh, spooky. who could have come up with that? But basically, the main differences are forward-facing eyes, elongated limbs, and unnatural joints, predatory behavior, and a tendency to walk on hind legs. If you have ever seen that Adventure Time episode with the deer with human hands, like, that is basically what these things are. Like, if you still hope so, like, thank God for that. So you really just, like, see these weird physical anomalies, like, weird hands or hooves, like, too many joints, web-like antlers, hairless skin. Their movements are very unnatural and jerky, and they just behave different. Like, they're not skittish, like, they're aggressive or stalk people. Like, it's just weird. And in some accounts, they've been reported to make weird sounds that, like, deer don't make, like a clicking noise. Now, obviously, like, this is a legend from Appalachia, so it's obviously kind of gotten a bit more attention than it probably would otherwise, because Appalachia is just such a weird eldritch place. Like, so there are some people who are like, oh, maybe they're skinwalkers. I think not deer are different, mainly because it seems like they're probably caused by chronic wasting disease. If you don't know what chronic wasting disease is, it's like this really odd infection that can cause, so it's a fatal neurodegenerative prion disease that mainly affects deer and elk and moose, and like it can cause a lot of weird behavior because, like I said, it's a neuro disease. Like, it just basically messes them up. So what chronic wasting disease, or CWD, does is it first causes weight loss, that's the wasting part. Then it causes behavioral changes like decreased social interaction, listlessness, and a loss of a fear of humans. And generally, some neurological signs are like stumbling, lack of coordination, drooping ears. And you'll see like physical signs like excessive thirst and drooling. So kind of similar to rabies in a way. Like, is rabies a prion disease? I'm going to Google that. Like, It's one of those things that you also kind of just can't test for. Like, it cannot be diagnosed in live animals. You can guess that it has it, but testing requires examination of the brain or lymph node tissue from deceased animals. Luckily, there is no direct evidence that chronic wasting disease can infect humans. However, do not, if you find a not deer and like, or just like a weird deer, like, maybe leave it alone. Like, don't eat it. Don't be the guy who brings chronic wasting disease to humans, okay? Like, let's not. But in all honesty, I do really love the not deer mythos, just because, like, it's so free. It has such, like, a mundane explanation. Like, it's like jackrabbits in a way. Like, we'll talk about that one next week, because that one's also probably caused by a disease. But it's just, like, it's so odd and it's so freaky, but it also could be something so mundane. Or, I don't know if prion disease counts as mundane, but, you know. But it's just insane. Like, it's fascinating. So, I really love that one. Like, that one's super cool to me. But we still have some time left in the set today. So, next up we have He's My Man by Lovecat. So, yeah. Let's get right into that.
Late September in the city, the sky is gray, the air is sticky. I keep falling in and out of sleep. Letting the sun scorch the grass, the flies are knocking on the glass, but they're the only other friends I have. You see, I need him so
much that it hurts. I wish he didn't have to go to work. And I just lie and watch the ceiling fan turn. He's my man.
Something dark, hiding body parts, a broken dog, a broken leg. I left it cold, I left it dead. Oh, I'm a guilty one, and I know what I have done. Yeah, I'm a troubled one, and I won't be forgiven. Guilty. Touched his technicolored hair. I left it bruised and black and lame. I left it running full of shame. Oh, I'm a guilty one, and I know what I have done. Yeah, I'm a troubled one, and I won't be forgiven.
On the I spent years singing. No regret. Then suddenly it all becomes clear. I've been sorry all these years.
Get enough of you, baby. Can you get
And you just heard I Was Made for Loving You by Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox with vocals by Effie Passero. So that was a version of Kisses, I Was Made for Loving You, which is one of my favorite songs. Before that, Marina the Diamonds, Guilty. And to start, Love Cat with He's My Man. Now don't forget to tune in to Exposure Tonight with Scrum. That is 6 to 8 p.m. as per usual. And Vinyl Fawn all Saturday, all Sunday, so all this weekend if you want to hear some great vinyl. Tune in to your better alternative, WRV 90.1 FM Burlington. That is unfortunately the end of our time together, but don't forget to tune in to Exposure, and I'll be spinning vinyl 9 to 10 p.m. on Saturday, so make sure you tune into that. With that all said and done, have a great day, everyone.